USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As inflation remains at a 40-year high and gas prices are over $4.70 a gallon, National Economic Council Director Brian Deese recently remarked that gas prices are high partly because of the Russian invasion and that the U.S. must be firm to support the liberal world order until Ukraine prevails over Russia. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says he's concerned about far-left politicians driving inflation.
They're going to do everything they can, literally, to try to destroy this country and transform it, as Biden said, into a new order for this country.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is pleading guilty to having under 1 gram of marijuana oil in her luggage when she was arrested at an airport in Moscow back in February. Griner facing up to 10 years in prison. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texas counties along the U.S. southern border are declaring an invasion of illegal immigrants in hopes it will force the federal government to secure the border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's confident the state will get the resources it needs to secure the border.
I think that people across the country understand we have to protect our borders, and I think that if we need help and we make the call for help, we'll get it. I mean, the reality is we're paying for a lot of this ourselves. And we're going to need the rest of the nation to help us and understand that this is an expensive proposition, but it's well worth investing in.
The leader of the House Oversight Committee is calling on gun manufacturers to testify following a string of mass shootings. Democrat Carolyn Maloney of New York has sent letters to the leaders of the companies like Smith & Wesson Brands, saying she wants them to testify at a public hearing on July 20th. The most recent mass shooting happened at a 4th of July parade north of Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Members of the U.S. Marshals Service and other members of law enforcement are sharing more information about a June initiative titled Operation North Star. In Chicago, U.S. Marshal for the Northern District of Illinois, LeDron Reynolds, says the operation was concentrated on fugitives who committed violent offenses such as homicide, sexual assault, and robbery.
The 30-day initiative called Operation North Star resulted in more than 1,400 arrests and 230 arrests for homicide nationwide. Locally, we apprehended 150 fugitives, sex offenders, and violent criminals in the Northern District of Illinois.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin faces another sentencing today. He pleaded guilty last year to a federal charge of violating George Floyd's civil rights in May of 2020. Chauvin is expected to get more time behind bars than his state sentence of 22 and a half years. Twitter is testing a new feature that allows users to co-author tweets. The social media platform told TechCrunch it'll test co-tweets for a limited time to see how accounts use it to grow and reach new audiences and strengthen collaborations. Twitter will allow users to invite another account in a tweet composer. If the other account accepts, the tweet will show up with both users as co-authors. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.